Earlier this week, we celebrated the feast day of Saint Charbel. Saint Charbel is one of the beloved saints, I think, of the modern church. He was born in Lebanon, in a poor family, in a small, remote mountain village. When he was 23 years old, he entered a monastery there. Was ordained a priest in the Maronite Rite. 23 years after he had entered that monastery, he entered a hermitage to live a life even more dedicated to quiet and to prayer, to holiness that is hidden with the Lord. And that's where he ended his life, 23 years before he became a monk, 23 years in the monastery, 23 years in the hermitage. And while in some ways he had begun to get a reputation for holiness and miracles of healing during his life, it was particularly after his death that he became known to the church and much beloved. That very quickly after his death, miracles of healings were reported. That through the process of his canonization, more and more miracles kept coming in. So that this obscure man who lived a quiet, holy life in the mountains of Lebanon would be renowned throughout the world, would be asked for his intercession, particularly for physical healings, that would often be answered with miracles. And there's a powerful lesson that Saint Charbel has for us tonight. Because we are here in quiet and in prayer. There are a few of us that gather each week to pray for the sick, for their families, and their loved ones, for those who care for them in the hospitals around this neighborhood. And Saint Charbel's life and his life after his death, his many miracles, are a promise to us that quiet and prayer, that the seeking of a holy life, the seeking of God himself, the divine face in the Eucharist, that bears fruit. It always does. His miracles attest to that in a wondrous way, but they attest to it as a sign for us to take confidence in. That prayer, even when it's not directed to a particular person, even when it is simply silent adoration, bears fruit in the soul and fruit in the world. So let us ask Saint Charbel tonight to intercede for us, that we might be confirmed in this work of prayer we have undertaken, that we might be filled with great Christian hope, that it bears fruit now in this world and unto eternal life.